I'll call on Tyler Rudolph, please. Mr. Rudolph. Are you Mr. Rudolph? You're not Mr. Rudolph.
Scared of
him. No, I know he's here.
What? Call outside now. Well, now. But Paul will get Can I take a space? It won't be on. Maybe half an hour. Pass it up. I have to work tomorrow.
Just a second, Ash. You're on the list.
No.
Okay, so I'll ask. I go to the Matthew Otter Eyes. Sorry, Mr. Otter Eyes.
Senior.
Senior. Mr. Otter Eyes, welcome.
Welcome.
Are you one of the tallyman?
Eh?
Are you one of the tallyman? Just for me to understand, are you one of the tallyman? Okay. Thank you very much. Welcome.
Open you. Roger.
Roger, this is me. I am one of the tallyman. I know it doesn't directly come by my land, but I would like to speak. That's where I hunt and near that area. And what I see when I the construction of the roads, the way I understand it, they say I will not cross. They want us to agree by just saying that we will not cross. This is what I understand. That's not the way I see it, me. The first time we spoke, we were right. And this is what we can keep. This is the only intact land that we have, this 10%. This is where my grandfather was born and raised in Evans Lake. And my uncle, too, grew up there in this area. My father also hunted in this area. He transferred the land to me, my father. Well, my father transferred the land to Johnny, and Johnny transferred to me. And as I hear the talks about this land, me, I didn't want to inquire. Why do they want to build a road there so much? And they don't want to talk about the protected area first. They want to build a road first. They don't want to talk about that protected area first. We talked about the road, now they want us to talk about other things before we finish talking about the one matter. And I'm wondering, why do they want to build that road so much? That river, Broadback River. If we could only see it. It's a very nice river. I paddled on that river. I paddled with youth on that river. This is where we traveled on that river. They seen the beauty. And the Broadback River. When we got closer to Asante, the landscape changed. Trees started to disappear. We could see through the tree lines.
I didn't have.
And that's the reason why I would like to protect that area, for its beauty. that they wouldn't touch that 10%. On my part, for the past 2 years, I've been hunting. I am glad to be here to share my ideas. I am 65 years old today, and I'm still hunting. I really love being living in this area. I get a lot of help in that area. I am helping myself a lot. I am confident when I say this. I have one arm I use hunting. One of my arms doesn't work. So over 25 years, it's been like this, my arm. I'm still hunting. I still go there. I still do not leave my harvesting practices, even at my one arm. I heard someone say, I cannot really understand English. I heard someone say, for the research they do, the experts, as they say, there are two experts, they say. What about us, Taliban? Do they not know us as experts? Well, we came from that origin. And about the caribou. Yes, the caribou is diminishing. Before I was there, there was not that much forestry activity. He was there, but when forestry started, he started to disappear. Not only caribou. And the Evans Lake. There's a lot of fishing in Evans Lake. I used to see caribou along that lake. In Evans. Ever since I'm there now, there's no more caribou in that area. But I see a lot of fishermen driving around all over the place. Even this, to this day, I guess it's the access routes that bring these people there. That's what I see. And in the future, I see the road that they want to construct. It's not only for the forestry people. I remember in the place where I used to paddle, prospectors used to work in that area and brought back when we used to be paddling around. There were a lot of prospectors within that area. They know where the mineral is. They don't tell us. I know they will come back. They will go there for the mineral. And I see the map. There would be no bridge, they say. On the other side, the other side river, they're coming in from the other side, even though they said they wouldn't go in. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to sneak around the back door. Where I live, near our cabin in that area, I marked a place to be protected, a little small creek. They still cut, even though I had marked it off to be not to be cut. And the forestry aspect is very different now, as the sky also has changed. When there's no tree, there's not much good breathing without a tree. And that's the same for the animals. Not only in that river, but I see a lot of things around that area. that diminishes, such as the moose, is leaving the area now. And I don't know if those loggers, when they cut a log, a tree, there were bugs. I killed bugs. I killed two moose with those bugs. They had those bugs. And it comes from cutting the log, the trees. Maybe it would be better one would walk with me in the bush. I wouldn't leave him too far since I'm old and slow. But I can still go far at my age. Once I stand up, I can go far. These roads can make one lazy, I must say. These roads make you lazy. Everything. This I wanted to share. And as you show us where you're going to cut, we only see, you show us this road, but I think there will be more than this road that we see being presented to us. I am confident they will go other places and cut wood where they're not supposed to cut wood. Because even if you do not cut an area, a river which flows by it will go to a lake and damage that lake. Just like the fish departed, like the girl who mentioned the fish no longer there. In an area where it's hot, people buy air conditioners when it's hot. It's same with the fish. They no longer go along the shoreline. There's nothing there to give them shade and coolness. Beaver, too, is also. There is not much beaver now after its log cutting. Many things are disturbed. And that's what I want to share. That before they even fix one thing, they already present us another thing. That's what I want to touch on. Before they had settled something, they already presented us something else. This is all I wanted to say. I wanted to share with you. And I want to tell you all that everybody will be fine. And wherever you go travel this night, you would have a safe trip. Tomorrow, I'm going back to my camp. I am not along the highway. I have to travel by skidoo when I go back. If I can pull my skidoo, I might crank it. God bless you. Thank you. Have a good trip home.